Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We are now in Masachet Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Bet, at the beginning of the third Mishnah of the sixth and the seventh Perek. Midam Achevel Nimocher Lach, Hin Chaser Hin Yater. In the previous Mishnah, we saw that if somebody sells Midam Achevel, then that means it's an exact measure, and anything missing has to be made up in either direction. If, on the other hand, you said Hin Chaser Hin Yater, then there's up to a 1/24 deviation that is allowable. What happens if you say both? Midabachevel ani mocher lach hin chaser hin yater, or then bitel hin chaser hin yater midabachevel. And the second statement nullifies the first, and it now becomes exact. Now becomes approximate. Hin chaser hin yater midabachevel. If on the other hand you said I'm selling you more or less, and then said midabachevel, then bitel midabachevel hin chaser hin yater. In other words, we ignore the first statement and we accept the second statement. Divrei ben Nanas. This is ben Nanas' ruling. And the understanding here is that when you have two contradictory declarations, the second one becomes the meaningful one and the first one is ignored. Now, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Memo Amar Rav. So Rav says, Cholkin alav chavarav al ben Nanas. He says that ben Nanas is not a consensus. He represents a sole voice, and his colleagues disagree. So my Kamashmalan, what's Rav teaching us? Tanina, we have the story in Bab Metzio with rental, where Masa Bitzipori Bechad Shesachar Merchad Shechaver B'Shnei Masar Zuhuvim Neshana. Dinar Zahav L'Chodesh, the story in Tzipori, a fellow who rented a Meta Merchatz from another fellow for 12 gold pieces a year, one gold piece per month. And what happens when they then add a 13th month? And the Dayanim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi said, you know what you do with the 13th month? You split the difference, and he pays half a dinar for that month, for that 13th month. Alright, so now, that proves to you that the colleagues did not agree with Ben Nanas and said that when you say one statement, and then another one which contradicts it, you do not ignore the first statement. You rather see the two of them together and regard it as a safek. And therefore, since we're not sure if the intent was 12 dinar zahav for the whole year, however long the year is, or one dinar a month for each month, therefore we split the difference, not like bananas. So the answer is, imehatam, that statement alone would not have told me that we disagree with bananas, because imehatam havemena hatam hu de'ikal memor mehadar kahadarbe. From that, we would not have known, because we would have then said, sure, maybe he changed his mind when he said 12 a year, one per month, maybe he changed his mind. Or it could be that when he said 12 a year, one per month, he's just explaining what he means by 12 a year. It means one per month. And even 13 months would still be 12. But in our case, there's no question that he's changed his mind. I might think that nobody disagrees with Ben Nanas, and everybody agrees that the second statement nullifies the first. Kamash Malan, therefore Rav says that the colleagues disagree with Ben Nanas even in this case. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Now, by the way, Rav did not tell us how he feels about it. He just said that they disagree. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Zu divrei Ben Nanas. Listen to his wording. Zu divrei Ben Nanas. This is Ben Nanas' words. Cham omrim halecha char pachot shvil shenot. They say, unlike what we had earlier, which is that you see him as a safek, but rather you take whichever one is going to end up costing less. Now, we assume that zu velo svirale, that when Ben Shmuel said zu divrei Ben Nanas, meaning that's what Ben Nanas says, but I disagree. That's what we assume it means. How could that be? Vaharavu Shmuel, da amru tavaihu, Rav and both Shmuel, which is what we're concerned with, so both said the following ruling we've seen several times. Kur b'shloshim ani mocher lach, if a guy says, I'm selling you a kur, which is 30 se'ah, for 30, we'll call it $30,000, then even when, until they've measured the very last se'ah, the seller or the buyer could change his mind. Let's say the price went up, the seller wants to change his mind, and say, I'll sell it to you for $60,000. Or if the price went down, the buyer could say, I'm not going to buy it from you unless you lower the price. But kur is shloshim se'ah b'selah ani mocher lach, but if he says, I'm selling you a kur for 30, one se'ah per selah, one selah per se'ah, then rishon rishon kana. Then each se'ah that he gets becomes his, and nobody can renege on it. Meaning that Shmuel ruled that the second phrase nullifies the first phrase, like bananas. Ella zu usfirale. So it must be that when Shmuel said zu the verb bananas, meaning that's bananas opinion, and I subscribe to it. Umisfirale, but since when does Shmuel subscribe to it? Now we're going to see the opposite. Yamar Shmuel b'babem tzachodesh askinan, that the case with the bathhouse that we saw earlier was only a case where it was on the 15th of Adar Bet that the fellow came, and that's why they split the money. V'abitchilat tzachodesh, but if they'd come at the beginning of Adar Bet or earlier, so kula lamaskir, then you have to pay the full rent. B'sofachodesh, if on the other hand they came after the month was over or later, then kula lasocher, then everything goes to the renter, in other words, he has to pay nothing. Right? And now, why does Shmuel say that? Because Shmuel does not accept bananas and says that when the guy says, 12, per year, one per month, we have a safek. And because we have a safek, and we'll see why Shmuel would say, depending when you come, that's how it's gonna play out. El liolam zu velosvirale. Must be that Shmuel said zu divir bananas, velosvirale, meaning he doesn't accept. V'hatam time am I. So what's the reason that in the case of the bathhouse, if you come in the middle of the month, you split it. End of the month, the renter gets to keep it. Beginning of the month, he has to pay full. Mishumat tafis, because of the tfisa. In other words, at the beginning of the month, the renter has not had held on to the bathhouse for any time during that contested month. On the other hand, at the end of the month, he's already held on to it. Hazachanami hatafis. Right? So the same thing here. In our case with the kur, with the wheat, why did Shmuel say that at each seah it becomes bought? Because you're being tofes. In other words, when I say kur b'shloshim seah basela, I've created a safek, whether I meant, that the total amount is 30 or it's one seah for, one selah per seah. And because of the safek, whoever's tofes, that's how it rules. That's how it goes. Okay, good. So now we'll see a halacha alacha with Rav. Amrav Huna, Amri Bei Rav, which means Bei Rav Hamnuna, quoting Rav, Istara Me'amoi. If you say, I'm buying that thing from you for an Istara, and then you say, which is 100 Ma'ah, then it's 100 Ma'ah, even if that's not equal to an Istara anymore. Me'amoi Istara, but if on the other hand you say, I'm buying it for 100 Istara, which is which 100 Ma'ah, which is an Istara, then Istara. In other words, we take the last phrasing. My kamashlan tfoslo shunachar. So is Rav teaching us that you should take the final phrase? Ha'amar Rav Charazimna. Rav already said that. In other words, Rav clearly holds like bananas. Ti'amar Rav, yavai hatam, had I been there at the case of the bathhouse, even akula the maskir, I would have said that the renter, that the owner gets all of it. Because when he said 12 per year, one per month, one per month is the only thing that matters, and a 13th month he owes a 13th dinar. Alright, so the answer, Ma'ud Atema Pushaka Mefarish. So the answer is, why did Rav had to have that? Because in the case of the Beit HaMerchatz, you could say that Rav is interpreting that one per month is simply an interpretation of 12, and there is no contradiction whatsoever. Kamash Malan, therefore Rav has to teach for the case of the Easter Rav, that there, even when there's a contradiction between the first declaration and the second declaration, we still follow only the last phrase, like bananas. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast, our final one of the seventh paragraph. You should have a wonderful day.